Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ah, yes. The sounds of the quiz show. Is it 4-4?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, this could essentially be, this is it for the regular season. We're going to crown a regular season champion today on Donnie Football Fridays. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line, you can weigh in with our friend Austin Bechtold. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Who goes first?
Let's go with Donnie first in this one. All right, Donnie, since you tied it in the last game. Donnie, the first question to you, who is the Bengals' all-time leading rusher in franchise history?
I'm going to go with Corey Dillon.
Donnie, you're off to a ravaging start.
I would have gotten that one. And I don't usually say I would have gotten it. It would have been Icky Woods if he had remained healthy. Could have been Kajana Carter if he wasn't hurt.
Joe Mixon, for perspective, finished third in their all-time leading rusher list. Corey Dillon with over 8,000 yards. All right, Joe, next question to you. When the Steelers and Bengals met just a month ago, December 1st, Joe Burrow fumbled twice. Which Steelers defender recovered both of the fumbles?
Oh, boy. Joe Burrow fumbled twice. I remember the fumbles. I remember TJ cracked into him. The ball popped loose. And it was Beanie Bishop?
Beanie Bishop is incorrect.
Peyton Wilson. He returned one for a touchdown,
Donnie
right?
Donnie steals, yes. Peyton Wilson is correct. Donnie, the next question is to you. Joe, this is when we venture off into a little bit of craziness as we begin New
All right,
Year's.
I got to focus here.
For
okay.
some New Year's resolution. And now, Joe,
yes.
this question can only be won by Donnie, and the next question can only be won by you. So I'm throwing a little bit of trickery at you, and this you got to win at the very end here if you want to win a
Ken
championship.
Ken Wisenhunt bag of tricks.
You have to deal with some trickery.
What is happening here?
You have to deal with some trickery in the quiz show. This could ultimately fail and fall flat on my face, or it could be funny. Donnie, when Joe, Ben Tenuta, and I went to do a promo video with Pitt Basketball, Joe took us to get ice cream and see his dog at his house. We also saw Joe's dog at Pet Fest when we met his dog. What is Joe's dog's name?
Oh, man, is this a great question?
Crap, I think I'm starting to think of...
This is gigantic limits.
Yeah,
that you came up with.
I think I have the wrong answer because I think I have it mixed up with your dog.
You get one answer.
I'm going to say Muffin.
Muffin is my dog. We love Muffin.
But maybe not as much as we love Bailey.
We love Bailey.
Ah, man.
I took you and Ben, and they were like my kids, and I introduced them as my kids when we went to this place in Oakland. What was the burger place called?
It was like the Smash Burger place. I think it was called.
Very, very good place.
Very good.
I love a good Smash Burger.
Yeah. We tried to go to Millie's Ice Cream. It was closed, so I took Ben and Limits to Beverly Scoops right over here in Mount Lebanon.
Ooh, really good.
Very nice.
Let them
gesture.
Get anything they want. They've been good boys this year.
Yeah, the Millie's ice cream guy, as we were like knocking on the door, was like shaking his head with a smile. I was like, no, you're not getting in. We're done. I'm leaving. Joe.
Yes.
This is your off the beaten path question. Joe, you mentioned how good the cookies were that Donnie's girlfriend made for us for Christmas. And Donnie has also mentioned his girlfriend on the show today. And you've also met her. What is Donnie's girlfriend's name?
Sarah.
Okay.
I love Sarah.
Just making sure.
It's 2-1, right?
Yes.
As long as I stay alive for the final question. All right.
Donnie, I thought about giving him a tougher question, but I wasn't sure if he knew that. So that's why I gave him that question.
Well, based on my history, that's a legit
question. Yeah, we thought we might catch him off guard.
I thought we were going to catch you off guard.
Donnie's turn.
All right, Donnie. During the Steelers-Bengals AFC divisional game in 2016, the Bengals and Steelers each threw an interception. A.J. McCarron threw an interception for Cincinnati. Who threw the Steelers' interception?
Landry Jones.
I thought I was going to get you on that one. Landry Jones is correct. He only threw a couple of passes. Ben played in the game, but Landry Jones.
That's when
Perfect
almost ran out of the entire stadium, and we didn't know if he was touched down.
That's right.
Right, and Ben couldn't go on the second last drive, but miraculously was able to go 10 minutes later on the last drive.
Oddly enough.
Rode in on his white horse, baby.
That was amazing. They should have carried Perfect off the field, the Steelers, after that game.
They should have carried Joey Porter off the field, too. He came on the field.
And Pac-Man.
Joe, here's your question.
Yep.
Le'Veon Bell was out for the 2016 AFC divisional game. Who was the Steelers' leading rusher in the game against Cincinnati in that game?
See, that's a good question. The famous fumble, I'm going to go the same guy, but I think it's probably wrong, was Fitzgerald Toussaint.
Yeah, it was not Fitzgerald Toussaint.
I'm trying to remember if this guy was like the tandem running back with Toussaint. I'm going to say Jordan Todman.
Oh my gosh, Donnie, again.
Jordan Todman?
Jordan Todman, who was the running back.
What's the score?
It's currently 4-1. So, Joe, you have to get this to tie, and then I have to come up with something off the top of my head.
Wait, you don't have a final question?
This is the final question, but you would...
If I get this, we
go
overtime.
If you get this, it would be overtime.
Okay. You're unbelievable, Donnie. You've had a strong late finish.
I have.
He never asks anything in my wheelhouse, which is 70s and 80s, like actual trivia.
What's wrong with asking the Jordan Todman question that you called a good question?
It was a good question.
I remember the Jordan Todman game.
You loved the Bailey
question. He had like 100 yards that day.
I wouldn't have gotten that. He did?
I think he had like a pretty good game.
He had, I think, 70 yards it was. I didn't write down the exact number. All right, so this is technically Donnie's question. And this is a 3-point question, so there are 3 possible total answers. Only 3 members of the Bengals are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. How many of the 3 Bengals can you name? And Donnie's going to deflect to you, Joe, I guess.
You can't think, Donnie.
I only have one that pops immediately into my head.
I'll name 2.
Okay, Joe, can you name 2 Bengals that are in the Hall of Fame? Just Bengals in general. We're not putting any specific parameters on it.
Well, I can certainly name Anthony Munoz as one.
That's correct.
And then, oh, shoot. I almost said a bad
word.
Don't
say that.
How many seconds do I have? There's 3 guys on the borderline. Did any of them get in?
10, 9, 8.
I'm under a lot of pressure.
7, 6. 5.
Isaac Curtis? No.
4, 3.
Did he get in?
2.
Ken Riley.
Yeah! Ken Riley! Oh, my gosh!
Woo!
Joe with
Woo!
Ken Riley.
Yeah!
Maybe related to Craig Riley.
Craig's Uncle Ken.
Kenny Riley.
What a move.
The corner inducted in the class of 2023. Wow, the crowd is going wild.
Wow,
yeah,
Donnie.
Munoz was the only one I knew for sure. I didn't know any of the others.
And now, like, nobody thought I could do it. I'm like, Hines.
I said no parameters on it. And what I meant by that is that you can name owners, GMs, anything. Paul Brown, I thought, was the easy answer there with Munoz. I thought Ken Riley was not going to be answered.
Oh, my God. I was only thinking players.
Yeah, that's all I thought.
That's why I tried to give that hint.
The 2 names going through my head were 3 names going through my head because they've all been borderlines were Ken Anderson, Isaac Curtis, and Ken Riley. Wow, Donnie. That was dramatic.
That was a great pull.
Now,
that was
limits,
a great poll.
We're going to OT.
Would you like a couple of minutes to formulate an answer while Donnie and I discuss something else? Would that be fair? Or do you have something on
formulate
your mind?
Formulate his final question.
You know, yeah. I asked a question about Donnie and I asked a question about Joe. What if I come up with a question about me to test your trivia knowledge?
No, I don't like that. I appreciate the sentiment, but this needs to be a football question. You go ahead and take a minute back there while Donnie and I discuss the actual game, Donnie. Who's going to win this game? I don't know. I'll tell you at 1:48.
We're almost there, but I'll tell you 30 minutes prior to that, I guess. I think the Bengals are going to win.
What?
Yeah.
So I guess, and I debated opening the show with this, but with everything else, the Pickens thing and should they rest starters and all that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do we think that this Steelers team has one last gasp in it with their time to recover from their injuries, from this three-game punch in the face? Do they have one more really good game left in them? You're apparently saying no, at least not now. Maybe they do in the playoffs, but if you think they're going to lose now, you said earlier that that could translate into the next week.
Yeah, I mean,
why are they going to win?
And just looking at this particular game, and maybe they get lucky with how the chips fall elsewhere, and that let's say they could still end up in Houston, but they would more likely go to Baltimore. I just think that the Bengals have gotten on a roll since they had that last game against the Steelers. They did get the benefit of playing some, I would say, mediocre to bad football teams. They really started humming. The offense looks unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the way the Steelers defense is playing right now, I think, worries me more than even the offense, because we hear about these miscommunication issues. And you know, I understand 3 games, 11 days, quick turnarounds. They had to play 3 elite football teams, the Eagles, the Ravens, the Chiefs. But they are going to play an elite offense again. Not necessarily as a whole team would you say the Bengals are elite. I'm not saying that. But this is an offense that is absolutely elite. This offense is Super Bowl caliber with the quarterback they have. He has like 8 consecutive games, I think, of 250 and 3 touchdowns. And the only other people in league history to do that are like the 4 of the greatest quarterbacks that the NFL has ever seen. It's like Manning, Montana, Brady, Favre is up there, I think. It's like names like that that are all gold jacket wearers,
right,
as Mike Tomlin would say. I just think the offense is going to be a little bit too much for them this time around.
I could see that scenario.
That they don't quite keep up, and it's like a 34-30
game. I could certainly see that scenario, especially with the state of the Steelers' secondary. I just think there's some key injuries for the Bengals. They're going to have a backup right tackle out there, it looks like, that I think T.J. Watt, I think, with this time off, is going to have a monster game and wreck a game. It's been a while since T.J. really wrecked a game. Is he just going to go the rest of the year without doing it? Is he maybe too physically compromised? It's possible. I think that that's what's going to happen in this game. I still think the Bengals will put up some points in the end, somewhere in the mid-20s. And I know that the Steelers are shaken a little bit, but this Bengals defense still stinks. I mean, let's not pretend about that. They, even like I said earlier, even when they win, even when they beat the Broncos, they tried to hand them the game 17 different times. The game against Cleveland doesn't count. They struggled against Cincy a little bit. They allowed, or against Tennessee, they allowed 27 points. And against Dallas, they barely beat Cooper Rush. They needed a fourth quarter comeback to beat Cooper Rush.
In a Leon Lett-esque play.
Yeah, they're horrible. This win streak, their win streak is against Dallas, Tennessee, Cleveland, and a home game against Denver that, like I said, I thought they got lucky in the end. So it's built on, you know, a pile of sand here. It's a castle made of sand. And they're going to be exposed in the end for what they are, which is a non-playoff team. But having said all that, I could see your scenario as plausible. You know, I'm 55% Steelers, 45% Bengals. I think something like 27-24 on a Boswell field goal.
I think something else that could turn the tide. Now, we are assuming differently right now that T. Higgins will play. If we come to find out that he's not,
yeah.
I do think that really makes a bit of a difference.
Well, what about the running back? I mean, Chase Brown's been very good for them. It sounds like he's banged up. He may try it.
He seems less likely.
Yeah.
To play, but I would feel even better if we find out like, oh, T. Higgins won't be able to go. Maybe he even makes a business decision here, since he hasn't been super happy about his contract situation there. But if they're without him, I think, okay, maybe they could actually stop them a time or two, make the timely defensive play,
yeah,
and make it happen.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We just had an incredible quiz show, a regular season defining quiz show. We're tied at 4 wins apiece. I pulled Ken Riley in the last question that got me 3 points and a 4-4 tie. So, Donnie, it's overtime here, my friend. Limits, you ready?
All right, overtime in the quiz show.
Who would have thought we'd go to overtime in the last game of the season?
It's like the Super Bowl going to overtime. Who will prevail? Will the Patriots do it again? Or will Donnie win? I don't know why I dubbed you the Patriots, Joe.
It's my choice, too.
It is Joe's turn.
All right, Joe. On October 17th, 1976, the Steelers were 1-4. The hangover of the Super Bowl was real for the 76 Steelers.
Yes, it was.
They were coming off of the loss of Terry Bradshaw, according to this story, due to the infamous Turkey Joe Jones incident in Cleveland the week before.
Yes.
Would you like to enlighten me on that incident?
Threw him down on his neck, almost broke his neck.
Thank you. So the Steelers had to roll with a rookie quarterback to try to beat Cincinnati. And the Steelers got a huge help from their defense. This defensive player haunted the dreams of Cincinnati. This player for the Steelers had an interception, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery in the Steelers' 23-6 victory. Joe, who was this player?
Jack Lambert.
Yeah! What a return for Joe.
Donnie!
And Donnie, just like NFL overtime rules, he scored a touchdown. You don't even get the ball.
Yeah.
You don't even have an opportunity to possess the ball in overtime.
Oh, did that feel good?
I got to give it to
Donnie.
You, Joe. That was great.
Wow. Joe wins in overtime.
That might have been the most improbable quiz show ever because you've been on a roll. He's been on a roll for weeks pulling out names like Jordan Todman. And then at the last second, I throw a Hail Mary and it's Ken Riley. And then in overtime, I coast to a win, Donnie. It was a great year.
I was leaning blunt there, not Lambert. But you said that with confidence.
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't know it. But he goes with the obscure guy so much that in my mind I was thinking maybe for once it's the obvious guy.
It's an obvious answer. Yeah.
And there
that
you
was
go.
Great.
You could have went with Ham. You could have went with Mel Blunt.
Yeah. I thought it would be somebody like Dirt Winston, like somebody a little more obscure. But
Joe Green also had an interception in the game.
Boy, do I feel good all of a sudden, Donnie.
5-4 after the regular season.
I'm a champion. But we have playoffs coming up. And Donnie, Football Fridays shall continue until football season is over anyway. And we still have many more weeks. We're going to be getting ready for a Steeler. Wait a second. Next week on this day, it's going to be a Steeler playoff game.
Could be in Baltimore, but hey, it's still a Steelers playoff game.
You think it is going to be in Baltimore? I think it's going to be in Houston.
I'd be much happier if your scenario came to pass. Much more optimistic.
If they lose to the Bengals, they need the Chargers then to lose to still go to Houston, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And who are you picking in Chargers, Raiders?
I think I'd pick the Chargers. So, I mean, I guess that would tell me that they would be going to Baltimore.
Oh, man. Funny thing about that, though, is did the Ravens one win and that Steelers one loss with a severely compromised team, did that completely end and negate what we all thought was a mental edge over the Ravens? Did it? Did that one game do it? Erase it all? I don't know.
I don't think it erases the whole thing. I mean, I still think there is a chance that they could win a game in Baltimore. I just find it slim.
I think the Ravens...
More slim than what it was a few weeks back.
I think the Ravens might go to the Super Bowl. I really do. But I think the one team that might stop them is the Steelers. Isn't that crazy? Because I'm not sure it's all negated by that. In fact, that game, you could feel it when Lamar threw that interception. You could feel it that here we go again. And then Russ gave it away. I don't know. Does that take the power out of, you know how the kryptonite in Superman is kind of glowing? Does that take the glow? Is it done? The kryptonite just doesn't work anymore? It's just a dead rock now? I don't know about that.
I wouldn't say it's completely dead. No, I'm not going to go into next week if that's their scenario and think there is absolutely zero chance. That won't be
I want to see how
mindset.
This all plays out. I'll say this, though, on a larger note with the MVP award. Lamar Jackson has been phenomenal, and he's going to get a chance to put the finishing touches on his case while Josh Allen won't. Peter Schrager on Good Morning Football blew my mind this morning. 442 attempts for Lamar this season, only 4 interceptions. It's one of the greatest 30-plus touchdown with fewest interception seasons ever with Rodgers, Brady, and somebody else. But that's not the half of it. He then showed video of the 4 interceptions. One was a blatant drop by Rashad Bateman early in the season, right in his hands. The second was a worse drop by Mark Andrews, right in his hands. The third was the glasses come off for this, Donnie. The third was down the left sideline right here in Pittsburgh, right in Justice Hill's hands, and Peyton Wilson made the interception of the year,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And the fourth was on a play where it was clear that Bateman stopped his route. Now, Schrager said, and I agree, maybe that's the one where you could blame Lamar.
Yeah.
But it sure looked like he stopped his route when he shouldn't have, and that was the story after the game out of Baltimore, that's what happened. You could make a very, very solid argument that Lamar Jackson could and should be sitting here with 442 pass attempts, 39 touchdowns, and 0 picks. Did I mention he might rush for 900-plus yards? He's the MVP. I thought Josh Allen had it sewn up after that night game against San Fran where he did that ridiculous lateral touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it has to be Lamar at this point. And he's only going to add to that resume. That's the crazy thing. But isn't that a wild number, though? He could really be sitting here with 0 picks.
Do you think we ever do see a season like that where a quarterback has like 400-plus attempts and they actually don't have an interception?
No, but Rodgers had close to 500 with 2 one year.
Yeah.
Which is...
And now we have this with Jackson. It makes me think, like, okay, it sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
But guys have shown that maybe it's not. Maybe it's not out of the question.
I mean, I have to give it to him. And then there's just there's the fact he has 850 yards rushing. And then there's just the eye test with both him and Allen are equally spectacular, I think. But Lamar just makes the most ridiculous plays. One year, Aaron Rodgers had 2 interceptions. It was 5 interceptions and 48 touchdowns on 526 attempts. Think about that. 526 pass attempts, 5 picks, and 48 touchdowns.
See, like, you hear numbers like that, you see it play out. It almost makes me think it could be done one day that
one
it could
day.
Be done.
I would argue this was probably the closest to it because of those plays. I mean, it's funny. Like sometimes you're like, could he have caught that? Maybe. 3 of the 4 picks were great passes right in the guy's hands.
Do you also take into account at all when it comes to two guys head-to-head for MVP what they did in a game against each other?
I do, and I've been thinking about that, but I weigh almost as heavily, if not heavier. Like, Lamar beat Josh in a game this year.
And he looked amazing.
Amazing. However, Josh did what Lamar, nobody else in the whole league could do. He beat Kansas City. And I also think that Lamar's supporting cast is better. And I also, Josh has more wins. And yet I'm still saying, because of the magnitude of this season that Lamar is putting together, and I think there's going to be a playoff bias against him. Like, people are going to say, yeah, but what does he do in the playoffs? I don't care. That doesn't matter for the regular season MVP award. And I think he deserves it at this point. And we've all seen bunches of his games. The guy's magnificent.
Something, though, that I think will go against Jackson here and in favor of Allen.
That he's already won two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that I think that's absolutely a thing.
That is just Allen's turn, maybe?
Yeah. Like, listen, we understand that Jackson should probably win it again, but Allen was...
like Myles Garrett last year.
Yeah.
Like, how is he going to go his whole career without one of these? We got to give him one. How can we justify it?
Yeah.
Let's dig into pass rush win rate.
Yeah, I think that's where... And I'm not going to say that he doesn't deserve it by any means, because he's been remarkably good this year.
Yeah.
But I think it's one of those situations that Lamar would have had to be off the charts better